Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Arthur is looking for a second date update with a woman named Jenna. Hi, Arthur. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking. Let's start from the beginning. Tell us about Jenna, how the two of you met, and how that first date went.
Okay. Well, we met on Tinder, and I thought we made a pretty good couple. Like, I liked her vibe, like really down to earth, like outgoing, and we just had a lot in common. You know, like we both drink craft beer, not White Claw.
What's with the anti White Claw movement lately?
It's the Nickelback of alcohol drinks.
Is that what it is?
It's becoming that way, I think. Yeah.
I wonder why. I've not had White Claw.
Yeah, I haven't tried it either, but I bet I would like it.
I don't know, Jen. I don't think it's sweet enough for you.
No, not sweet enough.
Okay. Yeah, no, we also like classic rock, like Guns N' Roses, Van Halen.
That's why you don't like White Claw.
There you go.
Yeah, no, we're like gaming. We both work at the mall. I work in security, and she works in the food court. We're in different malls. We're not at the same spot, but we have the same lifestyle, so we really get each other. You know,
very nice.
So we on the date, we went to Butterbee's, and that was really good. We had a few beers. We ate a lot. That's the thing. I like that about her. She's not shy about food at all.
Great.
It's not like she's, and that's the thing. I don't know where she puts it because she's not fat at all. Like, I guess she has a great metabolism, you know?
Some women are that lucky.
Yeah, I guess so. So just so we're clear, she totally put the moves on me. Like, she started the whole thing, you know.
She was the instigator, the aggressor, the move maker.
Yeah, she actually grabbed my crotch in the restaurant under the table.
That's a big move.
That was pretty clear that she wanted to come to my place. So I said yes, because I'm not an idiot. I took her home and, you know,
let nature take its course.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she left the next morning. And that's usually when you get a good idea. If you wake up and they're not there, that's a good sign. Or, you know, there's a weird vibe. But this wasn't the case. Like, we woke up. We had a good chat. We had a cup of coffee. She kissed me goodbye. And there was, like, zero indication that she was going to ghost me. And I can usually see that coming.
Right.
And that's weird. Like, she smiled and she looked me right in the eye and she said, all right, well, I'll talk to you later. And I haven't heard back. I texted, calling, all that, and left her some messages, but that's it.
Do you think you're just a one-night stander?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I love that you were conscious of the vibe before she left, that you were paying attention to those signals the following morning. And if it was as good and she's hanging out and y'all are having breakfast and she gives you a kiss before she heads out and says, talk to you later, sounds like an all-around success. And
mm-hmm.
when you don't hear from her, it leads me to believe that you were probably a one-night stand without knowing all the facts. I'm just theorizing here.
Yeah, I've had those before, and this just didn't seem like that.
It felt like more.
Yeah, because you said something interesting in the beginning of the call. You said that you met her on Tinder, and when you went out with her, you felt that you were a good couple. Like, you kind of mentally put yourself there that early in the game, I thought was interesting.
Well, that's how I felt. So now, like, I'm thinking, was I giving that off? Maybe was I coming off too strong with that? Like, I didn't want to, you know, make presumptions or anything. It's just when you click with someone that quickly, you know, you think it's going to go well, and you assume, you know, you're going to see them again at least, or right. She would call me back and explain what was going on. So I'm hoping you guys can sort this whole thing out.
Figure it out.
No, we'd be happy to. Yeah. So yeah, we'll take a break and make the call. Anything else we need to know before we do that?
No, that's it.
All right, buddy. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll call Jenna and see what her thoughts are on Arthur and if there's a possibility we could get these two together again. Coming up next, Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Arthur met Jenna on Tinder, had a great date, went back to his place, hasn't heard from her since. And he said everything felt really good, like right up until the moment that she left. You know, he said it wasn't weird or didn't feel weird or anything like that before she left. So this is kind of where he's at. It's been a few days, and he'd like to know what's up. So you ready to call her up, Arthur?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jenna?
Yeah.
Hi, Jenna. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you,
Jenna,
this morning?
Oh, my goodness. I listened to your show. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Is it my turn? Is it my second date update?
I can't tell if you were, like, sort of expecting our call or if you're being sarcastic. I can't get a read on this.
No, I just listened to the show, and I wouldn't actually be surprised if it was me, because I think I know who this is about.
Ah, all right. Well, it is you. And okay. Who do you think this is about?
Arthur. Is it him?
It is Arthur. What's going on there? Have you been busy?
God.
Or is there something that Arthur's not aware of?
Sort of. I feel so bad because I really did like him a lot, like a lot, a lot. I had so much fun. I thought he was so, so great. But
so what's wrong?
Something crazy happened after the date. Basically, I saw an astrologist, which I know can sound a little whatever, but it was such an incredible reading, and it was like a life-changing moment. Like, basically, she told me things that really, really, really got me thinking. And so here's the story. I don't know if he mentioned, but I'm bisexual. He knew that. He knew, like I told him.
You were bisexual?
Yeah. And the astrologist told me that while I was sitting there, someone, a female that I already know, is completely in love with me. And she was just too scared to tell me because she didn't want to ruin our friendship. And as soon as she said that, I was like, oh, my God, I know exactly who this is. And so I was really shocked because I had no clue, and I was honestly sort of feeling the same way about her. So I left the astrologer, and I went right to her house to talk to her, and honestly, like, one thing led to another, and now we're in a relationship.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't call him back. You know what? I really should have just let him know. I don't know. I just hope he understands.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can tell him yourself. We got him on the line. Arthur, you still there?
Hey, Arthur.
Yeah.
Hi.
Is that not Hello. The wildest thing? I was convinced that this was a one-night stand. I couldn't have predicted this.
No, that's not it at all. Arthur, you're such a sweet guy. I just, you know, I'm like, it worked out with someone that I didn't even think was a possibility, and I feel like I'm falling in love. So I just, to me, it wasn't worth, like, even risking messing it up.
Those astrologers, they can turn your life upside down just in a handshake.
Yeah, they really
can. It can happen fast.
It doesn't sound weird. You said, hey, it'll sound weird that I saw an astrologer. Not in this room.
They live with me.
Cool.
Well, all right.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm bummed for Arthur.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Arthur.
Can I just tell Jenna something? I mean, I get it. And you found someone you're in love with. I can't compete with that. I don't know. If you change your mind and you want to swing back around this direction, give me a call, I guess.
That's fair enough.
Okay, yeah. If it doesn't work out, I'll definitely remember this.
Okay. All right.
Remember that guy that got you on the radio.
Right, exactly.
There was a moment where I thought that Jenna was going to say, and so, like, I immediately knew who it was, and I went to her, and I was like, oh, not her.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it worked out, Jenna.
Oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, best of luck to you both, and good luck to you as well, Arthur.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for trying to help me out.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
All righty. If you need our help with the second date update, it's really easy. Just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.